Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. After years as a Schedule I drug alongside heroin and LSD, marijuana could soon be federally reclassified as a less dangerous substance. The move from the Drug Enforcement Administration could have ripple effects across the U.S., as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
A Schedule I substance is considered by the DEA to have currently no accepted medicinal use and a high potential for abuse. The Associated Press reports the DEA is ready to reclassify marijuana to a Schedule III substance alongside Tylenol and ketamine. Criminal defense attorney Michael Feinman.
They had been previously resting on the fact that not enough research had been done to justify a reclassification, but something has obviously caused them to change their position.
California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana in 1996. Since then, Feinman says researchers have been studying the medical benefits of marijuana for things like cancer, epilepsy, and glaucoma.
I think that we've all seen the benefits of medical marijuana and what it can do for certain patients.
The AP reports the White House Office of Management and Budget still needs to approve the DEA's proposal.
It's important to note, reclassification does not fully legalize marijuana. Fatal hit and run crashes are down in Philadelphia this year compared to an explosion of them a few years ago. Investigators credit technology for helping them identify drivers. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
Last year, there were nearly four dozen fatal hit and run crashes when someone hits a person and flees the scene, or when they hit a car with someone inside. That's the highest in recent years. But as Captain Robert Heinzenroth says, they're also identifying the drivers.
As technologies improve and as we are taking advantage of these and using these new technologies, the likelihood of us identifying and arresting those that do leave the scenes of accidents is certainly increasing.
He says, for starters, cameras are everywhere now.
Places where most of our accidents occur are on the major roads, the Broad Street, the Boulevard, Lehigh Avenue.
And cell phones have become a huge help in determining who was where, when.
We're solving cases using cell phone data where we're getting the information, pulling it right off of cell phone towers and from cell phone providers. We're using DNA technology.
Heinzenroth warns drivers, most of the time a crash only becomes criminal when you leave the scene. Staying at the scene and calling 911 or trying to help is crucial.
So far, authorities have solved a third of this year's fatal hit and runs, with two more pointing in the right direction. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is defending her plans for the school district. The mayor faced city council Tuesday on the heels of her overrule that led to the reappointment of Joyce Wilkerson to the school board. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
I didn't usurp a process. I didn't try to do something other than what the law requests that the mayor does.
Mayor Parker didn't shy away from the tension created by council's attempt to kill Joyce Wilkerson's appointment to the school board and Parker's decision to appoint Wilkerson anyway.
There are some people, Mr. President, who, especially after what occurred yesterday, they are going to do everything in their power to fuel that us versus them narrative.
The mayor urged council not to let that happen.
Parker told council that she and they depend on each other to move the city forward. Atlantic City is putting more eyes in the sky for public safety. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty attended a demonstration where officials showed off some of the new technology to assist in marina fires and fuel spills.
Officials simulated an emergency of a fire and fuel spill to give a glimpse into what goes on at the incident command center. These drones can spot oil leaks with AI technology. Fire Chief Scott Evans says the ability to assess a situation from above keeps first responders out of harm's way and increases their situational awareness.
We can really see and identify maybe what the product is, how much fire activity, what the thermal activity, to be able to help us make decisions quickly.
Howard Kyle is president of the National Aerospace Research and Technology Park. He says the drones greatly improve efficiency and response times.
Atlantic City has 7 drones in its fleet, and officials say they will continue adding more and training staff pilots. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.